Gentlemen and Players by Joanne Harris, read by Stephen Pacey. Disc 1.
When an old cricketer leaves the crease, you never know whether he's gone. If sometimes you're catching a fleeting glimpse of a 12th man at silly mid-on, and it could be Jeff, and it could be John, with a new ball sting in his tail, and it could be me, and it could be thee. Roy Harper, When an Old Cricketer Leaves the Crease. Any school is a bit of a shambles. Geoffrey Willans, Down with School. Pawn. Chapter 1. If there's one thing I've learned in the past 15 years, it's this. That murder is really no big deal. It's just a boundary. Meaningless and arbitrary as all others, a line drawn in the dirt. Like the giant No Trespassers sign on the drive to St. Oswald's, straddling the air like a sentinel. I was 9 years old at the time of our first encounter, and it loomed over me then with the growling menace of a school bully. No trespassers! No unauthorized entry beyond this point, by order! Another child might have been daunted by the command, but in my case, curiosity overrode the instinct. By whose order? Why this point and not another? And most importantly, what would happen if I crossed that line? Of course, I already knew the school was out of bounds. By then, I'd been living in its shadow for 6 months, and already that tenet stood tall among the commandments of my young life as laid down by John Snide. Don't be a sissy. Look after your own.